Silverback Trio from its CD and Twitch. We're speaking with bassist Brent Wallace. And Brent, why the name the Silverback Trio?
I think because we're lazy. We first got together, all of us were in several other projects. The only song that we had that even had a title that we would practice regularly was this thing that I had called Silverback, because the bass line, I was told, sounded like a silverback gorilla. So we just began to refer to ourselves as Silverback. Oh, that band, that Silverback thing.
And that you're a trio is the result of an unexpected process, too.
We had, even before we became a trio, decided to be a trio, we had tried, we had been a five-piece, a four-piece, a six-piece sometimes. Nobody could ever make it to rehearsals consistently. We'd always have it scaled down, therefore, to just a trio. And after a while, we said, well, the heck with it. Let's just be a trio. It sounds pretty good. Okay, then what do we do about a name? Well, we've always been calling ourselves Silverback, I guess, so we just decided on that.
You have a more or less standard way of opening your sets with a particular song.
We do. It's a song called Twitch, and it's a medium to up-tempo swing. We always find that's a really up-tempo one, and everyone gets a chance to solo on it. Really showcases the entire band really nicely.
Speaking with Brent Wallace of the Silverback Trio, and this is a number called Twitch, and it's kind of tends toward the mainstream, but mainstream is not really your mission. You've got something that you consider a little more meditative, and that's a little bit more Silverback Trio. What is meditative about the tune Snow?
Well, the intro to me, I think every instrument, there's plenty of space where the sounds from each instrument sort of wash together and wash away together, like waves. As one is receding, another one is coming about. Mind you, that's all improvised. And as you break into the rest of the song, there's just plenty of space in the song and just a very nice melody, at least I think so. And then there's still room for solos.
Of Snow by the Silverback Trio, and it's meditative and also improvisational, and improv is another place where the Silverback Trio lives.
Yeah, free improv. One of the things that we decided when we first decided to become a trio, we said, well, let's be largely improvisational, free improv. And that just didn't mean jazz. That just meant we show up at rehearsals. We've done this many times where we just start playing, and sometimes for a good 30, 45 minutes straight, and we would record that. And some of these songs then, after having recorded them, we'd listen back and trim the fat and say, okay, we've got a loose form here going. Let's improvise off of this loose form now that came about just quite organically.
How did you work up Silly Putty?
just as I just said, it came up as we just started playing at a rehearsal and we happened to record it. And we thought, wow, we really like the way that sound. Let's just keep jamming on that. It's very loosely defined. When we perform it live, we just have the only thing that's defined. The only thing that's defined is a tonal center and just sort of the rhythmic accents or hits that we start and end with. That's it.
The Silverback Trio plays in quite a few jazz moods, but most of them do not tend to the middle of the road. What do crowds tell you about your combination?
They overall tend to really like it and are usually quite surprised when they hear it, because we range from everything from what I would call acid jazz to at times straight ahead to free improv to, as we mentioned earlier, meditative sounding type of music.
I'd say that your rehearsals have given you a group concept on every song, so it's more than free improvisation, but improv where group members play with reference to each other's lines. Catch the Silverback Trio Thursday, February 15th at 8 p.m. at the Amsterdam in St. Paul. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.